This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're going to begin tonight with the topic on Daf Pei. And I want to delve into something that I happened to mention in passing when we were learning the Gemara. And that is regarding that which the Gemara says. There are four cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed the case of, in the beginning of the Perek, Im Erchatz, Im Lo Erchatz, Im Eskashet, Vim Lo Eskashet. So the Gemara wanted to know, what is the case of Im Lo Erchatz, Im Lo Eskashet? To which the Gemara says, the case is a Shvua Shaloi Erchatz, a Shvua Shaloi Eskashet. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, the Gemara has a kasha. The kasha is on Daf Pei Amud Beis. Now the answer of the Gemara was given by Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Hanos Ruchizo Emalai Emerchatz Hayayim Ushvua Shalai Erchatz Hanos Kishar Alai Lo'ilam Emeskash Hayayim Ushvua Shalai Eskash Amar Le Ravina Le Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, why is Ravina bothering Ravashi? What did Ravashi do? Ravashi was not mentioned once in the whole sugya. Why is Ravina bothering Ravashi? It's like, sometimes after shir, somebody comes over to me, I was wondering, could I ask you a question on the parsha? Honestly, I just spoke for 45 minutes on topic A. Did nothing I said had any meaning to you that you need to ask a random question at a left field? Maybe give me 20 seconds. If you have a kasha on the shir, basically you're saying, Rabbi, the shir that you just gave was so utterly meaningless, I want to ask you on a completely different topic. No, it's okay. You can ask me any question. It's fine. I'm not insulted. But I'm just saying, why is Ravina, what did Rav Ashi do? Rav Ashi didn't give the answer. It should be Amalei Ravina or Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is the one who gave the answer. Why is Ravina saying to Rav Ashi? So, we brought in this Tosfos in Chulin. I'll tell you the truth. I happened to be in Shul the other night, and Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky told me, you have to listen to the shir. And he sent me a clip of Reb Sruli Bornstein on Chulin Daf Beis. So he sent it to me, and I figured, okay, I'll listen to it. So I think I was in the car, and I heard, and he spoke at a very beautiful inyan on the beginning of Chulin. And right after I heard that inyan, we learned this Gemara, and I think this inyan would answer up this question. The inyan is as follows. The Gemara in Chulin starts off famously, HaKol Shechten, the Mishnah says, everyone could shecht, which implies you could shecht l'charchila. And then the Mishnah concludes, Ushchitasen Kshera, that the shechita is kosher, which implies it's only kosher b'diavet. And the opening question of the Gemara is, HaKol Shechten l'chadchila u'shechitasen k'shera d'yeved. And the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Acha b'rei d'rava l'Rav Ashi v'chol HaKol l'chadchila. Rav Acha b'rei d'rava said to Rav Ashi, is every HaKol l'chadchila? This is the question. The question was, HaKol Shechten L'chadchila, and Rav Acha b'rei d'rava said to Rav Ashi, is every HaKol L'chadchila? And then, after a minute and a half, Rav Ashi says as follows, Ana Shechitasan K'shera Kakashali. My question was on Shechitasan K'shera, not on HaKol Shechten. So let me bring up the Maramaka. The Chulin begins HaKol Shechten Shechitasan K'shera. The Gemara asks HaKol Shechten L'chadchila Shechitasan K'shera D'yeved. Amar Le Rav Acha Brei D'Rav L'Rav Ashi V'chi HaKol L'chadchila Hu. Is HaKol L'chadchila? And then after an moment and a half, Rav Ashi says as follows, Ana Shechitasan K'shera Kakashali. My question was from the words Shechitasan Kashera. Says Toisvis, Mashma Sheravashi Hiksha Oisa Kusha. What do you mean, Rav Ashi? I was asking on Shechitas and Kesher. What do you mean you were asking? You weren't the one who asked the question. You didn't say anything. The Gemara asked the question. Rav Acha Bre Derava asked Rav Ashi on the question. Rav Ashi is trying to explain the question. Many different interpretations were given until finally Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi should say, this is the question, but instead he decides to take ownership of the question. He decides to make himself the balabas of the question. He says, Ana Shechitasam Kshera Ka Kashali. I'll tell you what I was bothered by. What do you mean what you were bothered by? You weren't bothered by anything. You weren't the one who had the kasha. So Tosfos says, Mashma, Rav Ashi, Hiksha, Oisa Kosha. So Mashma, Rav Ashi was the one who asked that question. V'yafal pi shehi sugyas ha-gemara. Even though it's not Rav Ashi, it's the Gemara. It's sugyas ha-gemara that was asking the question. Let me blow it up. Yeah, you see that? Mashma, Rav Ashi, Hiksha, Oisa Kosha. V'yafal pi shehi sugyas ha-gemara. Umikan Raya Sherav Ashi Sider Hagamara. This is a proof. Rav Ashi was the one who arranged the Gemara. When you have a Gemara that brings a question, that means that question was a question that bothers Rav Ashi. Whether it's his question, or whether he presents the question, or he codifies the question, he's the Mara Deshmaitza of the question. So even though it doesn't say Meisve Rav Ashi, but if it's recorded in the Gemara, that means Rav Ashi had the question, and therefore it is appropriate for Rav Ashi to say, "Ana shchitasan kishera kakashali." I was bothered by the terminology shchitasan kishera. This is the raya that Rav Ashi was mesader the Gemara. Rabbi Kiveger is mitzayin Megillah Hashas. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, look, how do I find, where's the Gilyon? Ah, right over here. Here's the Gilyon Hashas. Ayin bab metzia daf peivav amad aleph bepirash rashi divrei amaschel soifara. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says on these words of Tosfos that Rav Ashi was masader the Shas, we should look at Bab Metzia Peivav. What does it say in Bab Metzia Peivav? It says, Rebbe v'Rav Nasan Soif Mishnah. Rebbe and Rav Nasan were the end of the Mishnah. Rav Ashi v'Ravina Soif Hayra. Rav Ashi and Ravina are the end of Psak. So literally, that means they were the end of the age of halachic rulings. But Rashi explains it a bit differently. Rashi says, you know what it means? They were Soif Hayra. Look at the words of Rashi. Soif Hayra, Soif Kol Hamorayin. Ravina Rav Ashi were the end of the Amorayim. Ad Yemehem, until their days, Loi Hoysa Gemara Ala Seder. The Gemara wasn't arranged. Ella Kisha Hoysa She'ela. Nishalas Betama Mishnah. When a question was asked about the reasoning of the Mishnah, V'beis HaMedrash. Oy She'ela Amai Samara, or a question was asked about a story that happened. B'din Mamayin. Oy Yisr V'heter. Kol Echad V'echad Oymer Tamay. Everyone would give their rationale and reasoning. V'Rav Ashi V'Ravina Sidrei Shmuais Amaram. Rav Ashi and Ravina arranged the teachings of the Amaram, Shalifneim. V'Kavu Al Seder HaMesechtois. And they arranged it by the order of the Masechtos, Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Eitzal HaMishnah Uriya V'Ashnuyala. Each question and answer regarding near the appropriate Mishnah. V'Hikshu Kusha She'esh L'Hashav. They asked all the questions that are to be asked. U'Pirukim Sheruyim L'Taretz. And they gave all the answers that should be answered. Haim them, V'Hamaram Shimahem, and the Amaram with them. And we're going to see in a moment an example of which Amoraim that were with them could be included in the category of Soif Hayra of Ravina and Rav Ashi. One of them is going to be from the beginning of Chulin, Rav Acha Brei Derava. And the Kavu HaKol B'Gemara, they established everything in the Gemara. Kagoin Esve, Mesve, or Amini, Iboiluhu. Vahaterutzim Shaleim, Mashashairois and Shalafneim. And they gave the answers that were left over from those who were before them. Va'yisen sh'amru lefneihem akushos, and those who said over the questions, va'terutzim sh'aleihem, lo yikavon b'gemara, I'll say their masechtos. So, what happened was, they arranged everything on the order of the Masechtos that Rebbe arranged, and Rav Ashi and Ravina came and they established them. So, in other words, they established the Esveis, the Meseis, the Raminhu. What was forgotten by those before them, and what was said that was not arranged on the order of the Masechtos. Fine. So what Rashi is saying here is along the lines of what Tosfos is saying in Chulin. Tosfos is saying in Chulin that Rav Ashi came along and he is the one who arranged all the questions on the Gemara in their appropriate place. And this is complemented by what Rashi is saying in Bava Metzia on Daf Pei Vav. Now, just in terms of our Gemara, Masechta Nedarim, why out of the blue is Amar Le Ravina Le Rav Ashi? The answer is because after they quoted Rabbi Huda, who explained the Mishnah, that Eskashet means one thing and Lo Eskashet is a Shvua, so Ravina said to Rav Ashi, hey, before we codify this as the final explanation for the Mishnah, we have to explain, well, in that case, why didn't the Mishnah say Shavua, Rav Ashi? You sure you want this to be the final explanation of the Mishnah? You were going to call it a night after this? We can't call it a night after Rabbi Huda. So it is Rav Ashi's problem, because if he's going to sign off on this explanation for the Mishnah, he's going to have to be able to address Ravina's very important question of why didn't the Mishnah say Shavua? So I think this will help us understand this line of our Gemara, Masechta Nedarim. Now, on the recording that I heard from Rabbi Bornstein, he brought a very important Maramakim and a Sefer that I hold in the highest esteem. I've quoted it a couple of times. The name of the Sefer is Doirois Harishonim of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Rabinowitz. Rabbi Avigdor Miller's three books on history are predicated on this 6 or 7 volume work of Doiros HaRishonim. This particular piece appears, I wrote here in Chelek Gimel on page 80, and he says a few important ideas. Number one, he says, now Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Rabinowitz was a Talmud of Lajan, Talmud of the Beis Halevi, Chavrus Reb Chaim Brisker, and the official president, if you will, of the Lajan Yeshiva in its final 2 decades. He wrote a somewhat of a polemic where he brings many of the secular scholars of his times and their viewpoints on Torah, and he disputes them. So here he brings something very interesting. He says, we're accustomed to thinking that Ravina was standing on the right hand of Rav Ashi and helping him arrange the Shas. But anyone who looks carefully at the pages of Shas will see that besides Ravina standing in assistance of Rav Ashi, Rav Acha Brei Derava also played this role where he stood on Rav Ashi's right-hand side in help creating the edifice that we know as Talmud Bavli. Because there are many, many dozens of references that we find, Amar Le Rav Acha Brei Derava Le Rav Ashi. Now, it doesn't say anywhere in the Shas openly, Rav Ashi was Masader the Gemara. But on the other hand, like we quoted from the Gemara in Chulin, it says, Ravina and Rav Ashi, Soif Haira, Soif Haira. But besides that, it is Tosfos, like we saw in Chulin, brought a raya from the fact that when Rav Acha Brei Derava asked Rav Ashi responded, Ana Shchitasi Kshera Kakashali. I'll tell you what my question was. That seems to be an open indication What do you mean? I'll tell you what my question was. Rav Ashi never said a word in the sugya beforehand. So that seems to indicate Rav Ashi was Masader, the Gemara. But Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Rabinowitz cites three other Gemaras and Shas where Rav Ashi did not say a word. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the sugya, Amar Le Ravino Le Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi said, no, let me tell you what I meant. What do you mean, what you meant? You didn't. Who are you? Where did you come from? What closet did you pop out of? What do you mean, what you meant? One Gemara, an additional Gemara, is the Gemara in Ksubis and Avzainim at Aleph. Rav Papa said the name of Rava, that you're allowed to be Boyal Abasula Bia Rishayna on Yom Tif, not on Shabbos. Rav Papi said, even on Shabbos. So Rav Papi says to Rav Papa, why do you hold you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos? Because it's a Chabura? So why are you allowed to do it on Yom Tif? Because Mitoich Shehutra Chabura Letzarech, Hutra Nami Shloi Letzarech? So then, you should be allowed to do a Mugmar because on Yom Tif. You should be allowed to spice up clothing because Mitoich Shehutra Havara Letzarech, Hutra Nami Shloi Letzarech. So Rav Papa said back, Alecha Amar Kra, Ach Asher Ye'ochel L'chol Nefesh, Dovar Hashava L'chol Nefesh. No, you can't do Mugmar. Mugmar is not Shava L'chol Nefesh. Amar Loi Rav Acha Brei De Rav, Rav Ashi, Rav Acha Brei De Rav, said Rav Ashi. So then, if a Tzvi comes your way on Yom Tov, it's also not Shava L'chol Nefesh. So you're not allowed to shecht it? If you can't do mugmar, not everybody eats venison. Oh, that's what Rav Acha Brei De Rav challenged Rav Ashi, like it's Rav Ashi's problem. It's not Rav Ashi's problem. Amar li ano davar atzarch l'chol nefesh kamina. What I said was something that everybody needs. Not everybody, everybody would like deer. Not everybody would like mugmar. But that's an example of where at a left field, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, I'm sorry, Rav Acha Brei De Rav. So we see Rav Acha Brei De Rav has a similar role to Rav Ashi. And Rav Ashi said, let me tell you what I meant. What do you mean what you meant? You never said anything about this. A third raya is a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Mem Tes, where, again, Amar Le Rav Yemar Le Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi said, Ana Revach Beisa Mehani Nixi Ko Amina. And a fourth raya is a Gemara Nida, where the Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Acha Brei De Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi says, I'll tell you what I meant. So these are four rayas in Shas, one brought by Tosfos and Chulin Daf Beis. Rabbi Kiva Eger's Mitzayin, Rashi and Bamitzia Pevavam and Beis, and Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Rabinowitz quotes another three Gemaras, Ksubis Zayin Amad Aleph, Ksubis Mem Tes, Nida Yedalad Amad Beis, all with a similar phenomenon that all of a sudden in the middle of nowhere an Amora challenges Rav Ashi, and Rashi, let me tell you what I meant. And all these examples come on to the Tosfos that this is a Raya that Rav Ashi was Masader Shas. And the reason I'm speaking it out is A, I think it's an important yidia. B, I think it's very an interesting yidia. And C, I think it helps us with our Gemara. Because in our Gemara also, all of a sudden, Ravina is annoying Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, what are you going to do about this? I don't know. Why'd you wake me up? Why is it my problem? It's not what I'm going to do with it. I don't own the Mishnah. If I would have given the answer, then you could ask Ami, but I didn't say anything. Why didn't Rav Ashi say, go ask Abaye? Because he's the one codifying this Perush on the Gemara. Okay, that is the topic I want to speak about tonight. And we'll give it 2 minutes until the Gemara share.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.